Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, October 12, 2015. Three Palestinians killed, 25 others injured as clashes continue all over the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Ministry of Health has reported on Monday that Israeli soldiers have shot and killed 27 Palestinians, including three killed in Jerusalem today. Meanwhile, more than 1,400 others were injured by Israel troops' gunfire since the start of October. The ministry said in its report that among the 27 killed Palestinians, there are seven children. According to a press statement, 16 Palestinians were killed in the West Bank and 11 from the Gaza Strip since October. Three Palestinians were killed on Monday after being shot dead by Israeli soldiers in Jerusalem. On Monday evening, the Israeli military claimed that a Palestinian man stabbed an Israeli passenger on a bus in Jerusalem, and a soldier on the bus shot and killed the man. Earlier on Monday midday, Hassan Manasra, 15 years of age, was killed, and his cousin Ahmed, 13, suffered serious injury as they were shot by Israeli troops near Pisgat Ze'ev Israeli settlement in occupied East Jerusalem. They are both from Beit Hanina in Jerusalem. The police claimed that the boys stabbed two settlers, wounding them. A video that was published in social media networks of the incident showed Hassan being abused by Israeli settlers as he was on the ground bleeding and calling for medical help. The video showed that he had no knife on him and that the soldiers were stopping the ambulance from reaching him. Also on Monday, Mustafa Al-Khatib, 18 years of age, was killed near Bab al-Asbat, the tribe's gate in Jerusalem Old City, after being shot by Israeli soldiers. Eyewitnesses said that Al-Khatib, a high school student, was driving his car near a narrow street between the Al-Asbat gate and Hatta gate in the Old City before the soldiers ordered him to stop and instantly opened fire on him. Meanwhile, Israeli police on Monday afternoon have shot and critically injured a Palestinian schoolgirl who they claimed tried to stab an officer. The girl is 15 years old and was going home from school with her friends. She was shot while still wearing her school uniform. The Palestinian Ministry of Health stated on Monday that 25 Palestinians have been injured during ongoing clashes between local youth and invading Israeli soldiers in West Bank communities. Clashes were reported in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, Nablus and Tul Karim in the north, and in the southern West Bank cities of Bethlehem and Hebron. In related news, the Palestinian Prisoners Association said that 400 Palestinians have been kidnapped by Israeli forces in the past 10 days. The association noted that the kidnappings were mostly made in East Jerusalem and Palestinian Authority-controlled areas, also known as Area A. And that's all for today from the IMENC News. This was the Monday, October 12, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.